So, you know, we let listeners vent to us on the regular. I mean, you can hear that just about every single day here on our show. However, when you give us like your little quirk or maybe your little anecdotal fact about yourself, sometimes we just need to hyper-analyze it, determine whether or not what you're doing is normal. There's a community of people who do it, and don't worry about it. Or, you know, maybe you are on an island.
That sounds bad.
We call it normal or nope. All right, so first off, can only drink water when eating food. Anything else grosses me out.
Really?
No, I see. I think that's
not normal.
Not normal. Yeah, I'm going to say no.
Most of us have a drink that have some sort of taste.
Well, oh, no. See, I read that as our listener can only drink water when they're eating food. Like they can't drink water.
They can't just drink water by itself.
By itself, right.
Oh, okay, I gotcha. Yeah, right. That's still not normal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I drink water outside of, you know, food all the time.
It's the best thing for your body, especially when you like work out or exert energy, anything like that. Water, 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 right?
Or you're hungover.
Sure.
Water's great.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Hydration.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and put a check mark on that. That's not normal. Normal. Okay. Another listener. When I lock my car, I click the remote 2 or 3 times to make sure it's locked. I think that's normal.
Okay. That's my dad. I don't know if I do that. My dad is super like, got to make sure.
So this is part of, I think, the reason I do that is because for a long time, my 1999 Volkswagen Jetta, which I don't have anymore, RIP, the locks didn't work right. So you had to go unlock, unlock, lock in order to get them to lock.
That was a system for you.
That was the system.
That was survival for you.
Right, exactly. So if I just hit lock, they would only lock half of the doors on the car.
It would just pick a couple?
Yeah, it was always like the passenger side would always lock. The driver's side would never lock if you just hit lock. But if you hit unlock, unlock, lock, then that code made it work.
How in the world did you find out that code?
I don't know.
Just trial and error, and you just pay attention to how many times you press what button?
Yeah, exactly, Kelly.
You had that car for many years. Mm-hmm. You didn't think to try to fix that? Because that sounds like a fixable thing.
It is a fixable thing. It's a very expensive fixable thing. And why bother fixing it when I had the code?
You figured it out.
Yeah, when I understood what it was.
All right.
I was like, let's not worry about trying to fix this if I can just go unlock, unlock, lock. And then once I gifted that car to my daughters, once they turned 16,
I had to pass along the code.
Like, here's the code.
You're in the family.
Here's the code. Now you're in the family.
Do they still have that car?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they got rid of that.
Okay.
Natalie texts us and says, yep, spam that lock button until the car beeps. Then you know it's locked for sure. LOL.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm saying that's normal. Clicking that lock remote a few times.
Just to be sure.
Just to make sure. Or if you're in the case of my 1999 Volkswagen Jetta, it's
because that's the code.
It's the code.
Yeah.
It's the code.
Yeah.
I think this is kind of funny. Message from a listener. I'm not able to eat leftovers because the condensation on the lid makes me think the food was in the rain and it's going to be soggy. Maybe I'm the issue. Maybe the image of all the water rolling onto the food is the problem. I don't know. All I know is I can't bring myself to eat the food if I see water on the inside of the lid.
I got to be honest. I'm a little grossed out by that, too, but I push through it.
Okay. All right. You push through it.
I push through it. It's never deterred me from warming up the food and eating it.
Yeah. Doesn't that just mean that it was warm when you put it in the fridge?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
But no, I get it. Like when you take the lid off and you're like, oh, ew, it's almost like you don't want it to get on your fingers either. Like, ooh, don't let the gross food water get on your, fingers.
You mean the condensation?
It's food water. Yeah. No. Yeah. I can't. Ew. For some reason, that's disgusting. It's normally like pasta dishes. Those heat up pretty well.
So
or like meatloaf, whatever.
So you're saying that's not normal, but you're kind of saying it is.
I get it, but it doesn't deter me from eating leftovers. Like, it deters that person like they're not doing it.
This is a two-parter for Kelly.
I push through it.
Okay, I'm saying that's not normal because I just push through it. It doesn't gross me out, but.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I get it.
Oh,
like, when you say it out loud, I'm like, okay, I can see that.
All right.
and I have kind of the same reaction.
Get to another one here from a listener. I put deodorant on with the same hand. Like, I don't switch hands to put on the opposite arm.
How in the world? Because the one arm, that is really, that's much more difficult.
And
right?
I put deodorant on for a full 10 to 15 seconds on each pit.
Wow.
See, I'm a two swiper, two, three swiper, and that's it. I like go wah, 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 and I'm done. But yeah, I gotta switch arms.
Yeah.
Or switch hands.
That is just not a natural inclination to just keep it in one hand.
Oh, okay. I guess you can do that.
But it's awkward.
How many people are trying to do that right now?
I'm doing it right now, too.
It's
awkward. With the same hand, same pit, that's awkward. That is an awkward position to be in. I feel like I can't really get the leverage you need. And I'm probably more
like a five swiper. How much leverage do you need?
Well, you need to get in there, to get in the right position.
Okay. I mean, it's not impossible, though.
It's not impossible, but it hurts my wrist.
You don't have to be a contortionist to be able to do that.
You kind of do a little bit. I feel like you do a little bit.
All right, so what are we doing? What are we saying? That's normal?
That's not normal. Most of us are not contortionists. We switch hands.
That's not normal. Oh, shoot. All right. Well, that was a fun little adventure.
Hopefully we've created some more neuroses.
More neuroses from
maybe
people.
You didn't know you were a freak doing that by yourself.
Right. And we're still getting people texting us about the whole lock in the car thing.
You're not alone in that.
Another listener says, yep, three lock clicks on the key fob. That actually auto starts my car.
Oh, wow. It just does? Because you can get auto starts on your car.
Yeah, I don't know.
They
didn't clarify any
well,
further.
Well, the emoji leads me to think that they didn't have that installed. Like, that's just became a magical thing that now happens.
Yeah, that's
which
like...
Which is kind of a fun bonus.
That's like the code. Hey, now you know. Now you're a part of the family.
That's great.
All right, so good stuff there. That's normal or nope. 99.7 DJX. Look, not every confession we have is dripping in scandal and innuendo. So what is your innocent, albeit weird, confession? We'll start with you. A listener voice noted this to us.
So I have a confession. I actually use my boyfriend's toothbrush every single day without him knowing it. I have my own toothbrush, but I like his. It just feels better on my teeth.
That's it. Drops the mic and leaves.
Then buy one just like his for yourself.
I mean, that is effort, Kelly.
Okay.
So until that day, maybe she just continues to use the boyfriend's toothbrush. I will say, I realized that everybody in my family other than me just grabs the closest toothbrush.
What?
Yep.
That's chaos.
They're all feral.
What, that is sharing germs and all the things. Like, aren't you worried about that? That is no. You have your own. Stay in your own lane with that. Stay in your own lane with that. Really?
Yep. Everyone in my family is apparently feral and unhinged because.
No, that is unhinged. Yes.
Because it's like. Oh, what color is my toothbrush? Because, you know, we have different colored toothbrushes. It's like,
Oh,
I don't know. I've been using that one.
That like, is so that you know which one is
I know,
yours.
It's so wild.
That is crazy.
The innocent but weird confessions that you have.
Oh, don't do that.
502-795-1997. Jill messages us. Mayonnaise with a margarita pizza is actually really good. I didn't believe it until my sister made me try it. Now I can't have it without.
I do enjoy both of those things. Have never tried combining them. I don't know if I'm opposed to it.
A margarita pizza is one of those pizzas that are sauceless, right? It's just like the cheese and basil and like slices of tomato. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I thought they had sauce on it though.
Oh, I don't know. All right.
Yeah, I don't know either way, but there are like kind of cheeseburger pizzas or BLT pizzas that have the mayonnaise on it. Those are the sauceless because the mayonnaise is a sauce.
Oh, the BLT pizza from Jets is literally something to die for because
I haven't tried that.
Yeah, they give you an entire bottle of ranch to go with if you ask for it. And yeah, instead of mayonnaise, they give you the ranch and
their ranch is delicious.
Gosh, it's drinkable.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Samantha says, I put garden gnomes in random neighbor flower beds. What, she gnomes other people's flower beds? That's kind of great.
So I don't know. Now, Samantha, are you taking, are you like the, what would it be? The
she's a mad gnomer.
Robbing Peter to pay Paul sort of thing where you're.
I'm choosing to think she's purchasing the gnomes and then just blessing other people with them.
Or you're just.
I don't think she's stealing them.
Or you're just stealing a gnome from one neighbor and putting it into another neighbor.
She didn't
neighbor.
Say she's stealing them. She puts them there.
That's true.
We're gonna assume that they're either hers or she buys them.
These are innocent confessions.
Others.
These are the innocent but weird confessions. Aaron said, I've never learned how to ride a bicycle.
Oh.
All right.
Okay. Well, and Jay says, I'm 35. I never learned to drive. Wow.
Good news. Jay is out on the road right now attempting it for the very first time. Well done, Jay.
How do you get places if you have to rely on others all the time or public transport? Wow.
Well, it's not just, but I mean, anymore, you've got Uber and Lyft and you've got all sorts of ride share opportunities.
Pricey.
Or maybe
that's what, if you're paying to go anywhere at any time.
Or maybe you live close enough to your job where you can either walk or ride a bike.
That's true.
Never know.
That's true. All right.
Yeah, Jen.
Wow.
Gene says, I'm 64 years old, still scared of the dark.
Oh, Gene, get it.
There was, I'll tell you, I for a long time, I wouldn't say I was scared of the dark, but it was like my grandparents' basement was one of those just out of a World War II bunker sort of things.
Oh, that's horror movie stuff.
Yeah.
Bad things happen there.
And so, you know, I'd go down and I would run out of that thing as fast as I could.
1,000%. Yes, yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I'm getting the creeps just listening to it. Hannah says, at the grocery store, I like to pick up the big marshmallow bags and smell them.
Oh, yeah. The smell of like the sugar?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is good.
Oh, yeah.
Just stick your face in.
Yes.
Get a big whiff.
Don't
know the next time you're at the grocery store, you may have picked up a bag of marshmallows that Hannah has previously smelled.
Exactly. Well, and then also at the grocery store, Dave said, my first job in high school, I worked at the grocery store. Saturday mornings, I worked in the produce department. A couple of times a month, I'd randomly hide a pair with the golden delicious apples to see if the produce manager actually paid attention to her shelves. Did it for an entire summer, never got caught.
Wow, Dave. Haley rolls in on text and says, pizza is my favorite. I can only drink milk with my pizza. Haley.
Oh.
Milk?
Wow.
You are literally the Kevin McAllister of Louisville.
That is
because Kevin McAllister in Home Alone, when he drinks milk with his pizza, and you're like, wait, hang on a second, who drinks milk with your pizza?
Yeah, well,
apparently it's you, Haley.
Yep.
All right, enjoy that innocent but weird confessions.
And then Katie, I like rubbing my belly whilst doing a little bum dance in my soft fluffy onesie. Makes me happy. I don't understand why.
I do enjoy that. That is very nice.
Soft fluffy onesie. I think we all need that,
yep,
right?
Yep.
And if you're wearing one, do a little bum bum dance. Rub your belly.
Rub your belly. All right, good stuff. Those innocent but weird confessions. Thank you for that. Maybe we'll do another round a little bit later. It's 99.7 DJX. Where's the most awkward place nature has called for you? It's 99.7 DJX. This is called a setting the bar story, Kelly.
This is an example of what not to do or something we hope doesn't happen to you.
Yeah. So listen, you can't always choose when that happens, right? There are definitely some places better than others. But if you can manage to make it through the day without having to go number two in the middle of committing a crime, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is going to put a little snag in the plan. Maybe.
So this happened in Denver. Police got a call about a burglary in progress, right? And so they found the house. You know, obviously they tracked them back to the place with the help of, police drone. They opened the door to the bathroom. They're kind of searching for this guy. And he was sitting on the toilet in the dark with his pants around his ankles.
Oh, in the middle of doing his business.
Yeah, you can hear kind of the commotion.
Michael, please, show me your hands. Hands up. Hands up. Stand up. Stand up.
Walk this way, sir.
Walk towards me. Yes, sir. Keep your hands up. Stop there.
I mean,
No. You might want to let him, like, hey, I need to finish first.
Yeah. He did exclaim, you know, I'm on the pooper, right? And he said, I barely made it. So maybe he knew they'd seen him, like, running. And that was kind of his excuse, you know, to try to get out of, quote, burglarizing this house. But
he got the nervous poop. He's like, listen, he kind of got that little feeling. I feel like I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah. So police posted the video and titled it Burglar Caught in Poopy Situation. So.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, that's just, that's awkward for everybody involved.
That is. I mean, look, you can't always control when nature calls, right?
Right.
And sometimes it calls in the most awkward of places and times when you least expect it. You know, maybe you're not close to a bathroom, or maybe you're committing a crime like this gentleman.
Yes, and he just, you know.
You're trying to make a getaway,
sure,
but.
In hindsight.
Nature calls, and you have to use the restroom first.
Like, oh, this is going to slow down my getaway.
Unless that's his calling card, like in Home Alone, when you have the wet bandits and they turn on all the faucets, you know, maybe his calling card is, or he was just starting out, was like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk
on
a clog. That's
going to be my signature move.
I'm going to put a bunch of toilet paper in there. I'm going to use it and I'm not going to flush. And that's going to be my signature move. But anyways.
Gosh.
Yeah. So if you can manage to make it through the day without having to go number two in the middle of committing a crime, you're doing okay.
Okay.
But yeah. When was the most awkward time that you had nature call?
Oh, gosh.
I remember I was probably 10 or 11, and I was riding bikes with friends, and I realized I wasn't going to be able to make it back to my house.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we were far enough away from the house and any of the friend's house that we couldn't do a detour at one of the friend's house. So I told them what had to happen. And so
things are happening.
Yep. Parked the bike. They put a little, you know, shield around me. Actually, no, they, in hindsight, they didn't really disguise me at all. They just watched as I went in some bushes in an alley. And then the fun part and the delight to me and my friends, for weeks on end, we'd ride past it down the alley.
And it was just like
a little marker, someone put a stake in the ground and said,
I claim
this land for us. and it was just a moment where it was just like, we wouldn't even say anything. We would just ride our bikes by it and point. That's all needed to happen. All right, we'll take some of your stories. The most awkward place where nature has called.
Do we need to continue this conversation?
Gosh, I would love to hear. Please indulge me.
Okay.
Kelly, I know you're too prissy and too much of a female. You don't have a great story like that.
I don't. I really don't.
You need to live a little.
I do. I need to poop in alleys to have a full life.
All right, 502-795-1997. We'll take your stories next. So where's the most awkward place where nature has called?
Yes. Welcome. Welcome to the show, friends.
Yeah, I mean, we've had people texting saying, imagine this is the time that I tune into the show.
Yeah, and you're welcome for that.
Okay.
So we'll start with a message from a listener. A couple years ago, I was on a canoe trip where we basically lived on the river for 5 days. 5 canoes, 10 girls. Well, I was canoeing with my best friend, and we were ahead of the group. Told her I had to go, so we rode a little harder. And basically, I squatted off the side of this cliff and had to push it away before any of the other canoes rolled up.
No. Wow. No.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Oh, it's not. It's not good.
Stacy texted, my dad worked in a boiler room. He couldn't leave. It hit him.
Oh, gosh.
He went in his pants. He just burned his underpants in the boiler. We teased him for years and even talked about that story at his funeral. My dad was a funny man. Nothing was sacred in my family.
Oh, bless his heart.
I know. What a great memory. What a great memory. Another message. Well, I went on a backpacking trip through the Colorado Rockies, and one morning I thought it would be a fantastic idea to drop a deuce on top of this mountain looking at the sunrise. It was great.
Oh, wow.
But what a majestic moment that would be.
Majestic scene.
Right, but just then.
Nature's toilet.
Yep. Three deer came waltzing in, stopped, and just stared at me while I was doing my business. It was a bit weird. Hey, Missy.
My husband is a truck driver, and a couple of years ago, I went on a trip with him, a two-week trip. So in the midst of this, he was one that he goes. You don't stop. We got to get where we're going. So
right.
I talked him into buying a little infant porta-pot, just in case.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
No.
So we're on our way home. We're getting right across the bridge. We live in Henryville, Indiana. I had the stomach cramps so bad, I couldn't hold it any longer.
Uh-huh.
So trying to use an infant porta-pot in a semi-truck was not great at all.
It was not one of your finest moments.
Not at all. And just trying to sit on a porta pot in a bouncing truck.
Wow. Oh, gosh.
That was a cleanup to do.
I'm telling you what, I appreciate you for having the ability to look at that moment and laugh at it now.
Yeah, we laugh at it all the time.
Thank you, Missy.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Could you imagine
great
driving?
No.
I guess if you're in a truck, you're up high. But could you imagine looking over and seeing someone trying to use a porta potty? Oh, an infant porta potty.
Oh boy.
Another message from a listener. My dad and I had a secret fishing hole.
Uh-huh.
I really needed to go during one of our fishing trips, so my dad told me to go find a rock to rest on and do the business. Well, I found this really large mossy green rock to sit on, and as I'm looking down at the ground, I see this huge tarantula-looking spider scuttling towards me.
No, sir!
Not entirely done. I hurried to finish up. Well, the poor tarantula ends up running right in between my legs, lands directly on top of it.
No.
I proceeded to run out of the woods screaming with my pants still down at my ankles. Poor guy. Poor guy didn't even see it coming.
Oh, that
didn't even see it coming.
That's a punishment. That little spider had no idea he was going to suffer that day. Had no idea. He woke up in his little spider world. He's like, I'm going to go out and get a little breakfast. And then, Oh, dang it.
Listener texted in, when I was little, around two or three, used to go hide and go in my pants. One Easter, I snuck into the neighbor's house, hid in their closet, and proceeded to go.
Oh, gosh.
My parents thought I got kidnapped because I was gone for about an hour and a half.
Wow.
Finally, the neighbor found me.
Jeez. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, we found your kid. He was in our closet going number two.
That is not great.
These are great.
Well, you know, when the kids were little and they wore their diapers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, they would have a special place where they would just go and work it out in the diaper.
Yeah, sure. I mean, but
the table.
You know, that's kids. So, I mean, we're talking almost like adults. Where's the most awkward place where nature is called? One more. I was driving with my girlfriend one night. Oh, sorry. I should preface this by saying this is not my story.
Okay, good.
The way I started that, it was like, wait, it sounds like it's my story. No,
someone's
this is not my story.
And going to be like, sharing again.
Yeah, right. No. A listener, I was driving with my girlfriend one night, a couple months after we started dating. We were headed back to my house. I really, really, really had to go badly. So I pulled over, told her I had to pee. So I run behind a building, get my pants off as quickly as possible, and just squat without looking and go.
Oh, no.
I realize I'm taking too long and panic, grab a handful of the nearest vegetation and begin wiping.
That was always my, like, what are you people doing for that part of it?
I brought it in front of me trying to figure out what to do with the pile of leaves and noticed it was poison ivy.
Oh, no.
Yep, wound up getting poison ivy all over my backside.
Oh, that is the worst place to get that.
All right.
That's itchy, ouchy.
All right. Fun little topic. Thank you guys for this sharing corner, this moment here on the show.
Was it a fun topic?
All right.
Okay.
All right. Hey, thank you. By the way, if you want to see the original story, we've got that posted for you at Ben and Kelly Show.
That's so great.
Time to time, we like to jump into these fun little awkward conversations. circumstances to ponder, knowing they would more than likely never happen to you or I. We'll toss out a bunch here and you can determine what you would choose. First up, would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
Overdressed.
Yeah, you know what? I think I'm choosing that as well. Chronically overdressed. That way, you know, you're always, you know,
you're looking fabulous.
You're always looking fab. You're always looking ready for whatever life throws your way, right?
I think it's worse to be underdressed because then you're just self-conscious the whole time. Like, I don't fit in. In the wrong way. You might not fit in if you're overdressed, but you look amazing.
All right, so we both chose overdressed.
Yeah.
Would you rather date someone with their ex's name tattooed on their chest or date someone whose ex lives next door?
Ooh.
I'm thinking living next door.
Yeah, because you can move. You can remove the tattoo too, but ouchie. Yeah, let's move from living next door.
Yeah, you're right. I think the living next door is a temporary thing, where the tattoo, way more of a permanent thing.
Yeah.
Would you rather give up chocolate for a year?
Oh, no. Nope.
Or smartphone for a month?
Nope. That smartphone. Bye-bye, smartphone.
Really?
Yep. I'm out.
Was that just a chocolate bar you...
No, that was my phone.
That was your phone.
My phone is now donezo. Chocolate.
All right. No, see, I'm giving up chocolate. I mean, chocolate is good and all. I'm not going to lie, but, you know, my smartphone.
Oh.
We do so much with our smartphone.
Yeah, I need a detox, so, yes.
So you're taking the month...
Yes,
you would. You would go.
I'm just gonna
crazy.
Take the month to go sit on the couch and eat my chocolate.
That's what I would do. You would go crazy.
No, I wouldn't. I need to see something, I can borrow my husband's.
No, that means no smartphone.
Well, you said mine.
Yes, but that means no. Like mine. The idea is no smartphone.
Well, all right.
I'd sneak it.
I'm sticking with my chocolate. Sticking with my chocolate.
All right, I would give up the chocolate. You would give up the smartphone. All right, Kelly, would you rather sneeze every time you say hi or have the urge to pee every time you ask a question?
Oh, gosh. No, the sneeze. Mm. Sneeze.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, because I don't want to feel like I'm peeing my pants all the time. I feel like that's worse.
Hi, look you!
Yes. I'm probably going to not be around a lot of people.
I was gonna
say
that.
Going to think I have the plague.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, on Instagram, Maddie Barber says that with you on chocolate. Says, yeah. I'm with Kelly on the chocolate thing.
Yes.
Giving up chocolate for a year or the smartphone for a month. They'd rather give up the smartphone.
Exactly. That's a year without chocolate.
Yeah. Again, you can get sweet another way.
Yeah, no, not you can, for you can a get year.
You can get your sweet crave another way.
No, I cannot, sir. No, I can sacrifice a month without my phone.
What about
versus a year without chocolate? Do you remember when I was pregnant with Jake? I was not allowed to. I had gestational diabetes, right?
Yeah, right.
So I had to give up all of that for the second half of my pregnancy. And it was not fun. And it immediately, as soon as he was born, I could have it again. The only thing I was allowed to have was fat-free chocolate, a spoonful of fat-free chocolate pudding at 10 o'clock at night. I lived for that moment.
I do remember that.
Yeah.
All right. So yeah, back to the sneezing. You would rather sneeze every time you said hi rather than having to pee every time you asked a question.
Neither is great, but I feel like the lesser of two evils.
I would just never ask a. I would just never ask a question, I guess.
Oh, that's your loophole?
All right. Finally, we'll just do one more. Would you rather accidentally like an old photo of your ex on Instagram, which sometimes is like torture.
Could be dangerous, yeah.
Or accidentally send a sexually explicit text to your mom.
Oh.
I'm liking an old photo of an ex.
I probably am too.
I don't think my mom needs to see any of that stuff.
No, she does not.
I remember.
Save mom.
I remember, well, on a group chat that my family has. And it's a group chat with my in-laws, right? So it's like my brother-in-law, my sister-in-law, and... my other brother-in-law and my other sister-in-law and then my father and mother-in-law, right? We were tossing around. It was back in the day when you'd send your Wordle score to everyone. You remember that?
No, because I never did, but okay.
Okay, so anyway,
I remember when you were talking about it incessantly.
Yeah, so there were offshoots of Wordle, right? And different Wordle things. And so there was one Wordle that was like a naughty Wordle, and it would create naughty words, and you had to try to like come up with five-letter naughty words, and there are several. And the first one, and I remember I found it, and I was like, ah, that's kind of funny. And then I shared it, and then I shared it first, and then I did it.
Yeah.
And the first word was absolutely ridiculous. It was so awful. My mother-in-law was on this group chat. I'm like, don't open the link! Don't open the link! Don't open the link!
Oh, wow.
So, all right.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely the explicit text to the mom, that's out. That's out. Sorry, I'm liking an old photo of an ex on Instagram.
Yep, you can kind of just explain that away a little bit.
You can.
I think a little bit better than you can explain to mom what you just said.
All right, yeah. There you go. Some fun stuff there. A little Would You Rather here on 99.7 DJX. At Ben and Kelly Show, great way to get a hold of us. Got this from Amanda.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I feel like this isn't a big deal, but it's becoming one, so that's why I'm reaching out.
Okay.
My boyfriend, Sean, in quotes, and I met online 6 months ago.
Okay.
We're now at the stage where we're meeting and going out with each other's friends and coworkers, and the question, how'd you meet, is coming up.
Sure.
Sean prefers his friends and family not to know that we met on an online site. While I've been upfront with my circle of friends, I would rather get our history straight before these groups meet each other. How do we balance his need for privacy and my openness?
Okay.
I would also like to use this as an example to destigmatize online dating for my single friends. Everyone meets this way now. Thanks so much.
Oh.
So he wants to make up a fake story.
No, we weren't swiping right on Tinder.
Right.
And what may have started off as maybe just a hookup is now actually something legit.
Well, and she's already told her circle of friends we met online.
Yeah.
So she's just a little concerned now if the groups start intermingling, meeting each other, those conflicting stories are going to cause some weird issues.
Not to get too far off on a tangent, but has that ever happened to you? Been in a situation where like work friends, social friends, high school friends, like different friend groups converge in the same place, and then all of a sudden you're like, ha, you're like in the middle, trying to tightrope between the different friend groups,
possibly caught in a lie.
I'm not going to say caught in a lie. I remember this happening at a concert a long time ago where I ran into high school friends. I was there with work friends, and I also saw college friends. And so all of them were like, oh, hey. And so they all kind of converged, and it was like, oh, they're very different people, you know? And the mingling of the friend groups was a little awkward, at least for me at the time. So anyways.
Yeah, but then everyone's just like, How do you know Ben?
Yeah. You're friends with him? Okay. All right. That's weird. I mean, I don't see this as a big deal. I feel like everybody meets online nowadays.
Right. And I think that's what she's trying to convince him. Like, hey, it's fine to admit that that's how we met because that's our story.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, I feel like that's more of an origin story than not.
And at this point, since she's already told everybody that's how they met, then
maybe she just says that.
Okay.
Maybe she just says, hey, I've already told my friends that we met on this app.
Yeah. So we can't like have two different stories, because then if people start meeting each other from our worlds, it's going to be weird.
Right.
So just be honest. It's fine.
Right. Right.
It doesn't take anything away from our relationship.
Okay.
I don't think there's any other way around that.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's got to come from you, Amanda. And it's got to be from a place of just honesty. Like, hey, let's just be honest. I've already told my friends. This is what's going to come up. All that.
Yeah. And it doesn't sound like that he has given a story just yet. She just says he prefers his friends and family not know we met online.
Right.
On a dating site. So I think there is an opportunity here, since he hasn't already made up a fake story, that we keep him from doing that and just say, hey, just, it's fine. Just come clean, because we can't like make up a story. We'll have to stick with that forever. And I've already told my friends and my family the deal.
Does anyone have a story about why they had to lie about how they met their partner? I'd love to hear that.
Just wait. I don't have that answer.
502-795-1997. Yeah, you had to tell your friend group or your parents or whoever a lie about where or how you met. So would love to hear those stories if you got them, all right? 502-795-1997. Would love to take your stories on the way next. So why did you have to lie or think you had to lie about how or where you met your partner? Amanda, she and her boyfriend kind of need to get on the same page as to, yeah, we met on a dating app. That's fine. It happens.
She's been transparent about that with her family and friends, her circle, but he does not want to be that open. Doesn't sound like that he's given a story just yet. So there may be an opportunity to just say, hey, let's just be honest, because that's going to be easier than trying to like come up with this elaborate lie story and then stay with it forever.
Yeah. Now, we did get a couple people before we get to some of your stories. We did get a couple people that were like, hey, like a text, she needs to break up with this guy if he's not willing to online date, but too embarrassed to tell his circle of friends that he does, he's incredibly immature. Interesting.
Wow.
Okay. Bethany texts in and says, my grandparents met at a nightclub, but told their super religious parents they met at church. Met at church.
But they were united in that decision and story.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Laura said, hey, me and my boyfriend met online, then later met at a McDonald's park in person, but never came up as to how we actually met. The story was always we met up at the park, and that's how it started.
Okay.
All right. Not bad.
So you just go with your first actual in-person meeting, and that's right. That's how you
exactly
met. Okay. But again, they agreed on that.
Kim messaged and said, my boyfriend and I met on Tinder a little bit less than 2 years ago. As far as our parents were concerned, we met at the library at school, and that's how it'll stay. We're both in our 20s, but our families are no strangers to the stigma of Tinder.
Oh, wow.
She goes on and says, it's like our little game now. Every time we tell the story of how we met, we just add a fun little detail, and the other has to just keep up.
Oh,
we
that's kind of funny.
We like playing with fire.
Well, yeah, because then you have to remember every little tidbit you throw into the story.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't lose track of you keeping notes. Goodness.
Vanessa. My husband and I met while I was dancing at a gentleman's club.
Oh.
He asked me out many times over a year's time. I always said no at first because I didn't want to be that girl. But after multiple times of him just coming in, sitting down, drinking and talking, I finally agreed to a date. Been together ever since. Just tell most people, we met at a bar while I was waitressing.
Okay. All right. Yes. Well, you got tips.
Yes, you did.
So do waitresses.
Yeah, for sure. So why did you have to lie about how or where you met your partner, Bex? His roommate was my fun buddy.
Oh.
But we tell people we met through a mutual friend. Oh. Obviously, we don't want to tell people, I was banging his roommate, LOL.
Okay, yeah. No, we leave that part out.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, wow.
That is funny.
Oh, Carrie, my ex-boyfriend and I met on Tinder. We told people we met at a Starbucks, and he struck up conversation while I was reading.
Oh.
That's exactly the kind of thing both of us would do, so everybody believed us.
Oh, see, there you go.
That's sweet.
So I guess there is still kind of that stigma of Tinder, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, because people, there is a certain, I guess, belief of the reason behind people get on
Tinder.
Yeah, it's
a hookup app.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where you find your soulmate.
All right, last one. Thank you, by the way, for all the texts and the stories, Derek. We tell people we met in college, but we actually met over a dead body.
What?
We were examining for the forensics lab in said college.
Okay.
To make it worse, I asked her out while we were later examining a pile of human bones.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we met in college.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Like that.
I mean, it's not an actual lie.
Yeah. No.
It's just that little detail is kind of like, oh, yeah. Wow.
Little tidbit. Well, hey, thank you. And Amanda, hopefully you can get your boyfriend on the same page as you.
Wait a second, though. All of these stories were all ammo for him to lie. None of these stories were like, yep, we met online. That's our story. None of them. We just gave him all the ammo to lie. That's not great advice. We didn't give good advice.
No, we're just saying, hey, but we're telling Amanda what to go back to him and tell him, all right?
We just gave a bunch of stories of people making different stories up. Wait, that's exactly what we did. We did not help her at all. Not at all.
You know what? I choose to think we did.
And are we saying, hey, here's a bunch of lies. You guys can pick one and go with that as a couple.
Well, that's just where that was the tangent my brain went down.
Oh, okay.
The real help was what we gave her earlier. Okay.
It's fine. Everybody meets up online now.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
That's yes.
Ignore all the stories of the lies we just told you.
No, that's just my tangent. That's it. All right. Hey, thank you for reaching out, Amanda. Keep us posted. All right. So I want to start with a quick audio quiz for you. Okay. It's one of those, like, if you hear a certain word, you may be this. If you hear another word, you may be this, but it's one sound, right?
Okay.
It's kind of like, remember, like the dress where if you saw a gold dress,
right.
some people saw a blue dress.
Yes.
Yeah. It's one of those. All right. So this one should help with maybe, I mean, it kind of deals with a little bit of a serious subject.
Apparently, if you hear Dahlia, you are depressed. And if you hear Rose, you have ADHD.
All right. So if you hear the word Dahlia, then you may have depression. If you hear the word Rose, then you may have ADHD. And you're thinking to yourself, man, these are two completely different words, well, right?
Yes. And then I already know the right answer. I don't want to be depressed.
Well,
maybe you shouldn't tell me that part first.
Well, here, let's continue on.
In a few seconds, I will play a sound. Comment which one you hear.
All right. So I need everyone's attention right now. All right. What you hear next will determine. All right. So listen carefully.
Penis.
Yeah, I didn't hear either one of those words that we mentioned previously. I didn't. I think this is a trick quiz.
What do you think you have?
I heard penis. So what does that make me, psychotic? I feel like I'm a little psycho. Or this is a trick. What is it? I don't know which one yet.
Do we need to hear it again?
I feel no.
Do we need to hear it again?
Nope. I think we all heard it. We all heard it. Is that going to be every word in this entire quiz, or is that just a quiz? That's it.
That was it. If
that's great. Depending
on what you heard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I'm depressed. So yay.
All right. That's good. That's good.
Silver lining.
That's good.
Well, that was an aggressive start. Okay.
All right. All right. We good?
That was a sharp left turn. That was a sharp left turn.
got a DM from Jared at Ben and Kelly Show on social media.
Oh, he says, hey, Ben and Kelly, need your quick expertise on this.
Okay.
Do we have expertise on anything?
We have.
Okay. I remember you all talking about awkward first dates a few weeks ago. And while this wasn't a first date, this was a new date and it just happened, LOL.
Okay.
So I took my new date to a show the other night, and our seats were directly in front of a single mom I had met through Match.com.
Okay.
What are the odds, right?
Oh, yeah, that is weird.
To make matters worse, this woman screams out, hey, where have you been? What a mess. We met on Match last year, went on one date, and now she's ruining this show with my new date. Wasn't bad enough that she was looking at me all night. She freaked out my date, too.
Mm-hmm.
I ended up answering questions like, how do you know her? And how many times did you guys go out? I tried to play nice in front of both women, but how awkward. What would you have done in my situation? Kelly, if you were on a date with a new guy and he ran into an ex, would that ruin it for future dates? Because we really haven't done anything but text a few times since.
Okay.
I have to be the unluckiest guy in the city, LOL. This is such a small, big city that this is bound to happen. I can't be the only one who this has happened to, right? Anyway, thank you for letting me vent a little and for letting me tell you my awkward story. Love the show.
Well, Kelly, can you put yourself in that situation?
I mean, I don't think it would ruin. I would be on alert, maybe, but I'd give the guy. It depends. Is he really hot? He's really hot.
It's
and,
that,
and we had a great first date. Other than that, I would give it another shot.
Again, it's the hotness crazy scale.
Right.
That's directly related to one another.
I would try to, I would probably tend to believe him, especially if, in this case, Jared's telling the truth. Went out with her once.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have a big established relationship. Now, I did start dating a guy, and he had an ex that would not go away.
Right.
Like a significant ex, like an ex-fiance.
Mm.
So that was a little bit more of a pickle.
Right,
to navigate through.
For sure.
But, this one, he went out with her once. It just didn't work out.
Yeah, it should be
all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say kind of a no big deal. But yes,
yeah.
Especially if you're dating around Louisville, you're bound to run into the exes or past people that you've had relationships with, especially if you continue to frequent the same places, right?
100% yes.
Kelsey tweeted us and said, hey, when you say bumped into an ex, do you mean with my car? Just asking for a friend. Whoops. Whoops.
Oh, wow. Oopsies.
All right. Does anybody have any great, awkward, I bumped into my ex stories that you could pass along? 502-795-1997. Kim, we'll start with you.
So my boyfriend dumped me, and hadn't seen him for a while, but I saw him. I was running the Metro Marathon, and I was on mile 18, and I saw him in front of me, and I smacked him on the butt and passed him.
Wow.
That's fun.
Mile 18, having that much energy to smack anyone, much
impressive.
Less. Yeah, impressive.
I thought so. It kind of made me feel empowered after that. So.
Well, yeah, it probably gives you a little adrenaline rush and a little pep in your step. Like, I can do this. I'm going to beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if you've never run a race, there are a lot of times people who will stand on the sidewalk holding up signs, for the runners as they go by, right? And a lot of times little kids will hold up these signs that say, tap this for a power up, And it's like her ex's butt was the power up that she needed, right?
Exactly.
To finish the rest of the marathon. Wow, good story there. Mike, he messaged us and said, I saw mine walking by me at the grocery store. My wife saw the look we gave each other and said, you boinked her, didn't you?
Oh, wow.
Wow. Exactly. What kind of look did you give each other? Yeah,
seriously. And then what is the right answer in that moment to that? Like, what do you do?
You shrug your shoulders?
Yep. Well,
I tripped.
Oh, God. Dang, that's being put on the spot.
It's right. Like, hang on, I'm in the cereal aisle. Can you give me a minute?
Yes. And then it's like that in that very moment. It's like, oh, what am I supposed to say?
What am I supposed to say here? Oh, that's funny. That's funny.
Yeah, Paul said in a gas station, I was refueling on my way to see my then girlfriend when I was grabbing a soda in the back. Turn around. See her mingling around up front. I froze, then immediately ducked down and ran around the corner and into the bathroom where I sat for 15 minutes.
Oh, wow.
I came out slowly and slowly walked down the aisle, looking around to make sure it was clear. The guy at the counter was like, hey, did you just come out of the bathroom with merchandise? You can't do that.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I apologize and explained to him, you look too paranoid for that to be a lie. It's like, all right, I believe it.
He's like, are you shoplifting? No, I'm trying to avoid an ex.
Nope. Yep.
I'm trying to avoid an ex.
Yeah.
All right. If you've got any stories, feel free to pass them on. 502-795-1997. Have any awkward times you've bumped into an ex? Jared was just telling us about a time where just recently he was at a show with his new date and bumped into a girl that he had gone out on a date with last year at the same show. Like, they were seated right in front of him.
And she's all like, where you been?
And
made things real awkward.
Kinda
now
awkward.
He thinks it might have ruined any future with the current date he was trying to start a relationship with.
Yeah, and Kelly being the experienced dater that she once was is
why
all like, you know,
like
what?
That?
Probably not a huge issue.
Why you say it like that?
If she had fun on the date, probably not a huge issue. Brad said, once my visibly pregnant wife and I went out for frozen yogurt. My ex of 6 years walked in. I introduced the two of them. My wife shuffled through her purse, gave her a coupon for free frozen yogurt.
Oh, that's so nice.
And as we were walking out, we overheard the cashier tell her that the coupon was expired.
Oh, no.
So let me get this straight. Your pregnant wife gave your ex an expired coupon for frozen yogurt.
Listen, she probably had the best of intentions, not knowing it was expired. Funny. I don't think it was malicious.
That's funny. Bethany said, back when I was a server, I once waited on an ex-boyfriend and his new date. Talk about awkward.
Ooh.
I wonder what the tip is like on that. Where you know, if he did you dirty, I would almost think that he's tipping you better than he would.
He should.
Yeah.
He absolutely should.
Yeah, if he feels any remorse about it whatsoever, like how you guys ended, he's at least giving you more than 20%.
Oh, but I can only imagine, like, as soon as she just visits the table for the first time, she's walking in the back going, you will never guess who sat at one of my tables.
Or she goes to the back before she even has to go up there and is like, hey, my ex is at table 15. You're going to need to...
You need to do a salad to cover it.
Yeah, you need to cover that table. Yeah. And they're like, nope, I have too many tables as it is. Dang it! Megan, do you have an interesting bumped into an ex story?
So, I want to hear a funny story as to how small Louisville is.
Yes.
My fiance, Chad, we got engaged. We've been together 2.5 years. We had a child together. Well, I noticed a woman commented on a lot of his stuff, and it was like my ex-boyfriend's mom from when I was like 21.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, who is this woman commenting on all our stuff? And he goes, oh, that's my cousin.
Wait.
Oh.
I said, what? So my ex-boyfriend's mom is my fiance's cousin.
Wow.
So that means that her son is his second cousin, and I apparently keep it in the family.
Wow.
That's, oh,
wow. That's how small Louisville is.
Love it. Keep it in the family. Ray messaged, I crashed into her new boyfriend's car while they were going to a wedding, first time seeing her in over 3 years.
Oh, gosh.
That literally is, hey, ran into her the other day, literally.
Literally. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy. So
this one was anonymous.
Okay.
At a charity event, my employer was donating a bunch of money to the nonprofit where she worked. I went not knowing that. Hated every minute of it. She kept wanting to be friendly and buddy-buddy. You don't cheat on a guy and try to baby trap him with another man's kid.
Ooh.
Wow.
And then later you realize your company is like doing more events with this charity and you're like, I can't do it. Oh man. All right. Well, hey, these are some good stories. If you got one, you feel free to chime in 502-795-1997. But see, Jared, other people have done it.
Yep. It's fine. You're not alone.
Yeah. It's all fine.
We're fine. Everyone's fine.
Everyone's fine. Everyone's fine. There you go. That is diving into the DMs.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right. Trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. And it's all for this majestic You Laugh, You Lose trophy, which I hold in my hand.
I do believe I earned it on a pity laugh.
Yeah, it was a pity laugh.
Which is just as good as winning.
Just as good as winning, Kelly. As long as you don't... you got to bring it today, all right?
I do. I have to bring it to keep it.
Losers go first. That would be
you.
Me.
Yep. That's you.
Kelly, why are there Pop-Tarts but no Mom-Tarts?
Why are there Pop-Tarts and no Mom-Tarts?
Because of the pastryarchy.
Yeah.
Getting some of these out of the way here real quick.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I was told I could look at the eclipse through a colander.
Really?
I tried, but it strained my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kelly, I was feeling down.
Yeah?
Yeah. So my wife put her hand on my shoulder and said, Earth. That meant a world to me.
It did.
Yeah. You... marking that one off?
Yep.
All right.
Hey, Ben. People think grass don't be wet in the morning.
Oh.
But it do.
Do. Yes. D-E-W.
Yep.
You know, my wife is blaming me for ruining her birthday.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not even fair because I didn't even know it was her birthday.
List is getting shorter. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Why was the math book stressed?
Why?
Too many problems.
Oh. Are we dipping into the same bag of jokes?
We might have some same sources on this one, methinks.
Interesting. Kelly, my wife thinks it's weird that I stare out the window during our heavy rainstorm.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, it'd be a lot less weird if she just let me in.
It would. It would be a lot less weird.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
The rule I before E except after C has been disproven by science.
Okay.
The word science.
Okay.
Write it out if you need to look at it. Science.
How do you spell that?
S-C-I-E-N-C-E. I before E except after... Oh, my, this is too much explaining.
Couple robbers were robbing a liquor store.
Yeah.
One robber grabbed a bottle, asked the other robber, "Is this whiskey?"
Yep.
The other robber says, "Yeah, but not as whiskey as robbing a bank."
Yes, it is all whiskey. That's whiskey behavior.
Whiskey business.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a detective who just solves cases accidentally?
Oh, who?
Sheer luck, Holmes.
Okay. That was good.
That was good, wasn't it? That was good.
You know, Kelly, I can't take my dog to the park anymore.
Oh, you can't?
No, ducks keep biting him.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Should have known that was going to happen, though.
Yeah.
You know why?
You named him Bread.
Now he's purebred.
Oh, he's a purebred.
Purebred.
Yeah, he's a purebred. Hey, Ben. A friend asked me if I'd seen the film Tractor.
Oh, really?
And I said no, but I've seen the trailer.
Tractor, I hardly knew her. Come on.
Okay.
Come with me.
All right.
You know, my husband has been missing for 6 days now.
Your husband?
He's
been missing?
Go with me on this, Kelly.
All right.
Okay. My husband has been missing for 6 days now.
That is scary.
My husband has.
Yes.
Police said to prepare for the worst.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Ah. So I went to Goodwill and got his clothes back.
Wow.
Kinda.
I love that you didn't change it for
you. No, absolutely not.
You didn't change it.
No, my husband.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
How did Bilbo survive the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy?
How did he do that?
Because old hobbits die hard.
Oh. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
I just found out that I'm addicted to Viagra.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Finding it hard to quit.
Yep.
No one taking it harder than my wife.
Yes, indeed. Thank you for the visual.
Hard to roll over at night.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
In a safety meeting at work, they asked me what steps I'd taken to fire. Apparently, really big and fast ones was the wrong answer.
What's the right answer?
Honestly, I don't know. I didn't stick around for that part of the meeting.
Oh.
Maybe save Ben first.
Okay. This may be a too soon joke, but OJ...
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
OJ Simpson has passed away.
Yes. Hey, wait, is that the joke?
No, he can now rest in peace knowing his wife's killer is dead.
I take it back.
That's the bit.
I'm not going to get fired. Fired today.
I got it.
Let's welcome Ben to retirement. It's been a good run, Ben. We've all loved you. We've loved you. It's been a great. Oh. Tomorrow, the Kelly K Show debuts.
All right, there you go. It's
oh my god.
It's all right. We'll be fine.
It's not good. No, we're getting fired. We're both getting fired. You're taking me down with the ship. Oh no! Ah, no.
That's you laugh, you lose. On 99.7 DJX. So this is the part of the show where we do a setting the bar story. Kelly, these are...
examples of what not to do or situations we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, have you ever been to a wedding where someone objected to the couple getting married? How awkward would that be, right?
Yeah, fortunately, no. I've never seen that happen.
All right. The most unlikely thing happened during this recent wedding in the UK. So if you can manage to make it through the day without a cow objecting to your wedding, you're doing okay. Listen to this.
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here present.
Wow. Not only once, it happened a second time.
Sure.
Does any person here present knows of any lawful impediment? By they should not be joined in matrimony, you should declare it now. Non-bovine.
Yeah, she's like, unless you're a bovine, you know? No.
I mean, explain yourself, Mr. Cow.
Yeah, the
You've
cow's
spoken
like,
up twice now. What's your deal? What's your beef?
Listen, he's not good for you. He's not. No one here will say it. He's not good for you.
OMG.
He's just trying.
That's pretty fantastic.
He's just trying. Yeah, we'll tweet out the video. The video's kind of funny.
It's perfect timing.
Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, they got married on a farm, right? And there in the pasture, behind a fence, just a few hundred feet away, was a cow just watching the whole thing go down. And had a lot to say.
I would like to be a part of this. This looks fun.
Yeah. And I would like to wear a pretty dress too sometime. So,
that's great.
So yeah, we'll tweet it out at Ben and Kelly Show. But I would love to hear if you've ever been to a wedding where there was an objection.
A non-cow objection.
Right.
Ex-bussin.
That's
or
right.
One of the family members speaks up. I always hated him.
Oh my gosh. How awkward
Something
would that
like
be?
That.
All right.
Oh
we'll take
God,
your stories on the way next. Ever been to a wedding where there was an objection? So this happened recently in the UK.
In order to proceed, I must now ask if any person here present.
Yeah, that's a cow that objected to the wedding. So
that's so perfect. Such perfect timing.
Right? Clint. Yep, lots of lawyers. It was a joke between the groomsmen.
No.
They all said it in unison.
No.
Everyone laughed except the bride and her parents.
Oh, gosh.
Good times.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, she didn't have a good sense of humor about that.
Or, I mean, she just wasn't expecting it. And yeah, exactly.
Well, then she starts doubting, like, do they all hate me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, and no one needs to feel like that.
The bride's parents begin to think, wait, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh.
Paul, I was about 17 at my Uncle Calvin's wedding. When the pastor asked if anyone had a reason as to why these two shouldn't be wed, a woman stood up and said, Wanda, you so stupid. You know I was with Calvin last night.
Oh, my gosh.
Then she leaves while everyone is picking up their jaws from the ground. The pastor tried to brush it off as nonsense, continued, but my brother and I were about to explode from holding in our laughs, most awkward situation I've ever been in.
So, apparently, Wanda went ahead and married Uncle Calvin. Okay.
I guess so.
Okay.
Wanda, you so stupid. You know I was with Calvin last night.
I am assuming there was a conversation had. Between the wedding and the reception.
Mm.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Maybe in the car ride over to the reception for sure.
Yeah. Oh. Rachel says at one wedding I attended a while ago, the bride's mother stood up and objected. She said, I love you to the groom.
What?
and I don't want anyone else as a son-in-law.
Oh.
But my daughter is exactly like me, and I wouldn't be able to let this wedding continue if I didn't warn you about the mess we make out of our out of the lives of the people we love.
Oh, my gosh.
Make sure you want this, then sat back down. Wow. Anyway, the groom assured his future mother-in-law he knew what he was doing, and the wedding continued.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine as the bride?
Yeah, like, mom, not the time. Not the time.
Oh, that probably damaged that relationship big time.
Anybody else think while Kelly was saying that she was going to confess her love to the groom? To her future son-in-law and say,
no.
I love you.
Maybe yesterday might have thought that. Made us think that.
Kelsey, last one here. Anyone ever been to a wedding where someone objected? When I was about 15, I was at my uncle's wedding. When they asked if anyone objected, my dad slipped ice down the back of my dress. I proceeded to jump up, startled, and everyone turned to me in shock.
Oh, gosh.
I sat back down without saying a word. My dad laughed like a hyena. Everyone was very confused.
Dad's a prankster. What the heck?
The ice. But does anyone object? Your ice.
Oh, my goodness. And she's 15.
Oh,
bless
my
her heart.
Gosh. What a story. And you know what? That's a dad I want to be. That's funny.
I'm going to need a follow-up from Wanda and Uncle Calvin.
Right! Yes! Wanda and Uncle Calvin, yes!
I need to know if they're still married.
Oh, my gosh.
I need to know.
All right, let's get to a stupid fact of the day real quick. This is we find random things on the internet, run them through a very vigorous verification process.
Oh, it's the lightest verification process ever.
I just check to make sure it's on more than one website. And then bring them to you as fact. This is interesting. If you toast your white bread, it makes it healthier than if it's untoasted.
Really? Why? What's it do?
So there's this doctor. He's explaining why toasting this white bread makes it healthier. And there's some doctor terms and big words, but it's all about, like, I guess the starch and all that. And his name is Dr. Karen Rajan.
If you take a slice of white bread and toast it, you end up lowering the glycemic index of the bread. This means it's broken down more slowly, causing a more gradual rise in blood sugar levels. If you take a slice of white bread and then freeze it and then defrost it, and toast it again, you could lower the glycemic index of the bread by almost double. This all happens because more retrograded starch is formed. And retrograded starch is a type of resistant starch which is beneficial for your gut health, but also improves satiety, keeping you fuller for longer.
Yeah, so it says it causes more retrograded starch, which is better for you than not.
It keeps you fuller longer, too.
I would have never guessed, like, looking at a piece of bread, hey, if you toast it, by the way, it's healthier for you.
Well, now you know.
Yeah, so.
Which, you know what? I always enjoyed toasting my bread and then making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich out of it.
I'll tell you what, that is one of life's delicacies right there.
It is. It's a little life hack.
Yeah, a little toasted bread, a lightly toasted bread, peanut butter and jelly.
Come to think of it, any sandwich I make, I toast the bread first. I've been doing it right the whole time.
Look at you. You've been doing healthy habits without even knowing it.
I didn't even know it.
I got to be honest, though. There's something to be said about just the untoasted white bread, peanut butter, and jelly.
Sure.
I mean,
tasty.
It's kind of gooey, tasty. It sticks to the roof of your mouth.
It does. It does feel stickier.
That's more of like a unhealthy treat as opposed to the toasted peanut butter and jelly sandwich where you're saying, hang on.
Yeah.
Doing it for the health.
Yeah. It's a cheat day if you don't toast it.
It's a cheat day.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Has anyone ever started a toaster cooking show where it's just nothing but toaster stuff?
I mean, do you remember the old Hall of Fame boxer George Foreman and his George Foreman grill.
He had one.
Yeah, he had an entire cooking show about what you could cook on his George Foreman grill.
I used it incessantly. I had the little bun warmer on top. That was cool. When I was single, I used that a lot.
Yeah, you could make like panini sandwiches. So yes. in a sense, that's kind of like a toasting show.
It's not like a toaster show, though. I'm just wondering, this could be an untapped vein in cooking shows, right? Nothing but toaster foods.
Is Damaris Phillips listening? Maybe.
I'm just saying. Maybe someone needs to tap into that.
Chef Edward Lee. I mean, we got some good chefs here in Louisville.
I mean, maybe
Louisville.
Toaster and microwave, just to expand it a little bit, like a toaster microwave cooking show. Yeah. I could probably do that.
Yeah, so
I'm just saying I'm available.
As you are looking at some breakfast items, perhaps toasting your white bread,
yeah.
You can feel better about knowing that you are giving yourself some more retrograded starch. You're going to be fuller longer, and it's going to be better for your gut health.
Yes, it's going to break your sugar. Your body's going to break down the sugar more gradually. That's better.
Yeah. Look
That's
at that.
Great.
You never thought that you would learn one single thing from this show, and now you have.
Health Corner.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's why it's called your stupid fact of the day here.
That's great.
On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. There is a website called F My Life where people, they just, I guess, expose instances in their life where it wasn't the best.
Little fails in life.
Yeah, exactly. And so they put them up there as almost a way to take a look at your own life and go, well, at least didn't happen to me.
I don't happen as bad as that person.
Like, for example, today my proposal to my girlfriend was ruined when my brother was too cheap to buy a song on iTunes that I wanted playing, so he YouTubed it instead, and it's very difficult to propose while speakers are blasting an unskippable 30-second advertisement about formula being a healthy alternative to breastfeeding.
Oh, my God.
Like, hang on a second. 20 more seconds.
Hang on.
15 more seconds, and we'll
get to it.
We'll get to it.
Oh,
shoot.
Oh, no. Today, I took part in a karaoke night, confidently chose Man in the Mirror by Michael Jackson.
That's a good one.
But I've got the song has a key change.
Oh.
My attempt to hit the high note sounded like a cat being stepped on. I didn't survive the embarrassment.
That's rough. F my life. Today, while interviewing a potential candidate for a job, I farted during a moment of silence.
Oh, no.
Trying to cover it up, I blurted out, wow, chair squeaky.
Oh, no.
The candidate just stared at me, and I'm pretty sure their chances of getting the job squeaked away, too, because I couldn't bear seeing them every day after that. Man, when you don't even do anything and you still don't get the job because the interviewer farts.
Yep, that was an innocent bystander, collateral damage, not good.
That was rough.
Oh, today I asked an elderly customer at my work if she needed help with her groceries.
Mm-hmm.
She responded, I normally would, but I'm afraid you'll eat all the groceries.
Oh, no. Listen.
What did Grandma say?
Grandma's being a bit of a bee. That's what Grandma's being.
Wow.
Couple more here. Today I used my vaporizer to make my house smell like lavender while I went to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my brother thought it would be funny to pee inside it. So now my whole house smells like pee-pee lavender. Now, when done properly, those vaporizers are pretty good.
They can fill up the room with a fragrance. They can.
Right, they sure
can. They can. Oh, no.
That's too much. That's too much. One more here from F My Life. So today, I found out that my boyfriend of 2 years has a beautiful daughter.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's cool, except she's 1 year old.
Oh, no. Oh.
Womp, womp,
oh,
womp.
Doing the math. Oh, she got cheated on.
She did.
Oh, dang it.
Dang.
Oh, dang.
All right, there you go. F my life. Hopefully, hearing some of those, you can at least chuckle and go, you know what? Not me.
Lesson learned. Don't pee-pee in the vaporizer.
Right, exactly. Maybe you needed to hear that today. Maybe you needed to hear that.